Due to the extreme violence of the current group we are about to talk about, we had to change the voice of the subject talking. Thanks for understanding and enjoy the episode.
By far, one of the most terrifying developments I've ever heard to do with Mexico, so pay attention, my friends. The UN based this on 193 different countries that has to do with many different things, but mainly their ranking as far as organized crime and how dangerous it is here. Now, when it comes down to it, the largest problem, of course, in Mexico is criminal organized crime, the cartels, right? Everyone's in agreement with that. Now, according to the Global Initiative Against Organized Crime, 2021, Mexico is top three. The only countries that beat Mexico out is the Democratic Republic of the Congo and South America when it comes to what's going on, all right? Some would argue Miramar is just at the same level, but actually Mexico even beats Miramar by a small margin. So, third most dangerous country in the world and third most affected the civilian population by drug trafficking and organized crime out of anywhere in the world, you know. Number three in the whole world. That's terrifying, you know. And that's out of, like I previously stated, 193 different countries. And this report from the UN points out that maritime commerce is one of the major problems for Mexico as far as importing precursors from China. And, of course, exporting, you know, their amphetamines all throughout the country, as well as cocaine shipments they get from South America. Marijuana, not so much anymore, but fentanyl definitely is being produced on a very large level. And in 2019, they detected at least 80% of the world's illegal movement as far as, you know, commerce was done by the ocean. So think about that. 80% of all this illegal commerce that's going on, we're speaking on, is done through those huge container ships that come and go from all our ports. And when I say all our ports, I mean, you know, these big port cities, whether in the United States or anywhere else. But here, obviously, we're focused on the port cities in Mexico, for example. Now, it's laughable, but this actually makes it, you know, one of the most vulnerable pieces of infrastructure is the maritime infrastructure, due to the fact such a large quantity of their finance generated comes from illegal operations, right? Which creates huge instability because the violence and none of that's guaranteed. So things change overnight. Now, the crime has lots of different faces that it does in Mexico, of course, right? You have things as small as the fight against illegal wildlife trade. Then, most people underestimate this, but the trade on huachicol or the gasoline that is stolen actually surpasses drugs on a local level as far as being sold in a plaza system. Now, the actual business as well as cutting illegal wood that's, you know, exported throughout the world, another huge thing. They cut down a lot of trees here, all right? Trees, wildlife, and, of course, the gasoline. We're not mentioning the drugs here because I'm pointing out other things people don't take into the equation. Now, the analysis explained that Mexico has several existing strategies to combat drugs and organized crime and other illegal generators of funds for these groups, but, you know, the judicial system, the police system, and even the military infrastructure has been compromised to a very heavy level. And, you know, the military even has to do with the legal trade in gasoline, all right? They have a big deal to do with that, and letting organized crime get away with what they do in certain places. Now, an example of the corruption and how entrenched it is in all the levels of the Mexican government, and this is according to a study realized by Lantia Intelligence, said that in at least 53 municipalities in Mexico, there's a heavy organization of criminal organized crime in Mexico, which, is connected with politicians, local, international, as well as other international groups of organized crime. And that's laughable that they said 53 municipalities. We each know every one of the municipalities in Mexico is involved in organized crime at one level or another. There's not one municipality in the whole country that organized crime hasn't found a way to make income from. All right. Now, an example of this right now is the fact that these criminal groups have more strength than the government in most of these places where they operate. That says it all. They're stronger than the government in the areas they operate. And they have more power of investing than the government does, as far as disenrollment of their own interests, as well as legal interests they have to maybe watch the money. Now, that makes it to the point that the government isn't even interested in going after them because there's so much money in this generated and jobs created that just like legalizing the United States, doing that here would collapse their economy. There's just too much money generated by it, and it's gone past the point of no return. Now, all this brings some conclusions. One of them that points the fact that cocaine trafficking has become more and more prolific. It's getting bigger and bigger every year, with on average growth of 7.41%, and that's the highest out of anywhere else in the world when it comes to the actual value of any narcotic product constantly growing in value. Now, Colombia takes up the first place as far as trafficking cocaine leaving the country. After that, Mexico. After that, Guatemala. Then Haiti. So those are kind of in order as far as, who creates the most and lets the most leave the country. Obviously, Mexico isn't creating it, but they're buying it from everyone else in a huge quantities leaving the country. Now, another delito or a crime that's very common in all these countries that I previously mentioned, and more so in places like the previously mentioned Republic of the Congo, other places like Iraq, Afghanistan, of course, Mexico, Colombia, Nigeria, is the traffic of weapons or, weapons trafficking. Of course, the places that have strong militias, even though the FARC, so much has been disbanded, you guys get the point, groups like that buy huge amounts of weapons. And lots of times, it's all interconnected because sometimes they pay for these weapons with cocaine or with the sales of, or with the profits they get from selling cocaine, if not they're directly interchanging them. Now, the actual market in Mexico when it comes to weapons is huge because all these criminal groups are constantly needing weapons. I say constantly because on top of stockpiling them, they're constantly losing them in between engagements with the military and with other groups of organized crime. So they need a constant flow of new guns, as well as bullets, of course, to shoot them. Now, this, of course, has a this flow of weaponry and bullets has had a huge effect on skyrocketing numbers of violence in places like Central America as well as Mexico. Because without these guns, I'm not saying they wouldn't be able to kill each other, but they wouldn't be able to do it in mass and as fast as they do right now. Crazy. But this is how far this whole black market has engulfed to the point that